Health authorities in Indonesia have closed down a popular chiropractic chain after the death of a young patient and the disappearance overseas of the American practitioner who treated her. The case is captivating Jakarta, where alternative medicine is big business. Indonesia correspondent Adam Harvey reports.
The chiropractic first chain appears respectable enough. Its branches operate not from back alleys, but from the expensive real estate of Jakarta's gleaming shopping malls. A young local woman, Alia Siska Nadia, went to a chiropractic first branch in the city's southern suburbs for help with neck and back pain. She was treated by a practitioner from California, Randall Cafferty. Within hours, her pain was much worse. Her parents took her to hospital, and by 6 o'clock the following morning, she was dead. The case has shaken Indonesia's normally steadfast faith in alternative medicine. Herbal concoctions, massage and manipulation are seen here as perfectly legitimate ways to treat common ailments. After growing public disquiet over the death of an apparently healthy young woman, Jakarta police are on the case. Krishnamurti is the crime division chief. Up to now, we've questioned 11 witnesses. Three of them are expert witnesses. And we've found some facts that are interesting on the case. But the main problem to continue pursuing this case is, well, to be able to perform an autopsy, a permission must be obtained from the family. But the family of the victim refused autopsy and the body was buried. There's another problem. Dr. Cafferty has left the country. That's fortunate for him, because Indonesia's health officials have found all kinds of problems with his business. He's breached the country's strict labour laws, says Kusmedi, the head of Jakarta's health office. He was supposed to be here for a supervisory position. But our findings show that he performed some actions based on the patient data records, so he was actually the doctor who'd been handling the patients. The clinic staff said he was coming here to Indonesia back and forth every month, but when we checked the medical record, he was here for 3 months continuously, and that means he violated the law. Police have also discovered Cafferty came to Indonesia after problems in the US. California's chiropractic board placed him on 3 years probation in 2012 for what is described as unprofessional conduct and conviction of a crime. It doesn't say what the crime was. Health officials have ordered closed all of the city's chiropractic first branches. Jakarta police say they'll keep trying to track down the missing manipulator. This is Adam Harvey in Jakarta for Saturday AM.